Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 7, Part 2. Now, in the last module, we talked about becoming convinced or imagining as if you really did belong and were part of the larger living system. And that almost always brings in faith and also having a deeper understanding of its alchemical nature. So although we did talk about this some before, I wanted to bring it up once more because it's such an important element in doing step 6. So faith is already present in your life and doing its job, whether you like what it's doing or not. Faith is like a gardener. It embraces the seeds that you give it, and it surrounds them with love, and it makes them grow into your truths, regardless of whether it is beautiful or ugly, or expanding or limiting. So faith is actually a precious gift that we are given, that we are born with. But too often, as we talked about before, it gets placed in the hands of untruths because those are the things that we're often told when we're very young and we're just this field of fertile soil waiting for the seeds to be dropped in. And the seeds that are handed us too often are untruths about how beautiful we are. One example is the very common notion that I am not enough, which most of us believe is the truth. Now, when you pull yourself up a little bit and begin to look with these new perspectives, you can put your faith in the new things that you're seeing, these new perspectives which tell you you are enough and you are a part of the larger whole. And this provides food for the soul. It quenches your spirit's thirst for a taste of home. You know, we all long for something, and you can't long for something if you don't know what it is somewhere deep inside of you. When you put your faith in these truths, it provides hope for the heart and wisdom for the mind, which is really the focus of this training. It actually is pretty undeniable that life is kind of mysterious. We just really don't get it. If you put your faith in this mystery, in the mysteriousness of life, it can change how you perceive your personality, which is what most of us think we are. If you can do this, you can then begin to see through your personality so that it becomes transparent and you can see the golden essence that is at its core, which is what we talked about in the last module. This mysterious paradox, this mysterious life, is you from the mystical perspective. That's what we're being told. And this mysterious life lives through you at the same time via the tension between opposites, producing all kinds of experiences and circumstances through your thoughts and your feelings and your actions and your deeds. It is a paradox because the mystery is both you and not you. It's you, and yet you're moving through you to have these experiences. So it's a little bit confusing for the mind, not really knowable by the mind in the way we're used to it. What we can know is that we have a dual identity, and we can learn to recognize it and shift our relationship to it. Experiencing this paradoxical mystery naturally brings you peace, joy, love, of the unconditional kind, and the experiences of being unflappable in your daily life. So how do you tap into this mystery? Well, you do it via your own personal spiritual experiences, whatever they are. And I guarantee you, you have spiritual experiences. Oftentimes, we simply don't label them as such. Well, what do? They expand your sense of identity because they blur your ability to distinguish between yourself and others. And it offers a felt sense of oneness, not an idea, but an actual felt experience in your body of being a part of the whole. Spiritual experiences create awareness of something larger than you, and it allows you then to become bigger than the dilemma or the problem. And that means that you've become bigger than your normal sense of self, and this gives you confidence, and it gives validity to the notion that there is more than what your senses can tell you is true. Spiritual experiences evoke feelings of gratitude and the sense of being blessed and a sense of awe at the magnificence of this mystery. And spiritual experiences allow you to know that you have to be more than just your personality, because you belong to this larger experience. And it makes you free, ultimately, to embrace the dilemmas of your life with this new information rather than fight them and get into power struggles. Now, this is one of my most favorite pieces of guidance from the mystics. It's from Narsagadatta, who lived in the last century, and it simply embraces the entire thing that you've been learning in this training in a very practical way. Love tells me I am everything. Wisdom tells me I am nothing. Between these two, my life flows. When you can begin to relate to the reality of opposites and how life flows between them, and you can see the truth of this statement, which I think everyone knows already, then things do begin to change, because you can experience it in your body and know that there is some truth in it that you want to embrace and allow yourself to believe is true. So we have talked about this before too, creating a friendly universe. You must redefine friendly and make the universe available to give you support, guidance, balance, renewal, and guide you in your growth, while remembering that it's not always kind, considerate, or safe from the perspective of your mind and body. Why, in the world of opposites flowing back and forth, kindness comes with cruelty. This is very hard to get your head around, but so much easier when you understand the nature of opposites, impermanence, and paradox. Consideration comes with neglect. They're polar pairs, interdependent, and safety comes with risk. As you begin to be able to flow back and forth between these, you can find, with a new perspective that you've been given in these trainings, the universe can be seen as friendly. Your mind's eye sets up what it likes against what it dislikes, and this makes the larger system dangerous, unsafe, and unfriendly in your perspective. Your mystic's eye embraces opposites, the paradoxical nature of being human and divine, and allows the larger system to be friendly, challenging, and willing to help you grow. Always there for you, but not necessarily always making it pleasant in your journey. So, where will you place your attention? With the awareness that we've been talking about in the last module and your faith, you have a choice here. Either attend to the perception of your mind's eye, setting up what you like against what you dislike, or attend to the perception of the mystic's eye, which is opposites are complementary and interdependent and harmonious, versus embracing both. Now, many of you think that the goal here is to actually move from the either-or thing, from the mind's eye to the mystic's eye, but paradoxically, the actual place you want to place your attention is being able to embrace both. Allow them each to be, because they're each from different dimensions. And faith plays a role in your choice. It has the alchemical power to allow transformation to occur. And in this case, it means it can transform your perception of truths into seeing that they are not true and allow you to see the truths that really reflect who you deeply are. So use your faith wisely. Use it to discern truth from untruth, and plant wisdom, love, and awareness in the soil of your unconscious mind. So one little caveat here, and that is that truth is a tricky thing. There's relative truth and there's absolute truth. And don't be afraid of diving in to find out what's the truth about that, because from the mental perspective, it's just another polar pair, relative and absolute. So don't let it push you out of the game. Stay in there and follow what's happening for you from the inside. Okay, here's your homework on this module. And then in the next section, part three, we're going to actually have you walk infinity. Finally, getting to the actual grist of the matter here. Okay, where and in what do you think your faith is currently placed, consciously and unconsciously? What are your thoughts on the notion of a friendly universe? Can you list some of your own spiritual experiences, and how do they affect you, if they do? What is the mysterious paradox of your identity? What two paradoxical perspectives do you get to choose from when contemplating a friendly universe? And does faith play a role in where you place your attention? Okay, have fun with this, and I will, of course, see you in the next video. Much love.